Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're as always happy to have you, and you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we're always in the endeavor to go down to the grassroots levels whereby we can get understanding. Proverbs, they get wisdom, but all I get and get understanding. Let's pray now. Father, we thank you for all the callers. Lord, we ask you to bless their family, home. Oh, God, whatever they desire to do. And, Lord, you say that they abide in you and you abide in them. They can ask what you will. And, Lord, we ask you now, let the blood of Jesus cover their homes. The blood of Jesus touch their bodies, their mind, soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, not only that, but, Lord, they're able to be free. Free them, Lord, they be able to walk free and restricted, up courage in mind and their soul, God, down to their spirit. And we give you the praise. This we ask in your son's name, Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. Amen. We are discussing as well, amen, the subject on why Christians prophesy, amen, and it's very well. We're seeking it always. Doctrine of Truth, we always look at an area whereby that people today can live workable information, amen, that you can grow and take and use outside the tabernacle. Seems as though everything has been centered around the tabernacle, amen, and been stunning the growth of many great prophets and teachers because they feel that they're not qualified, because they feel for some reason, amen, that their life, amen, been cut off because of so much showmanship and so much prophecy and going on in the church, amen, in the tabernacles, and amen. And God has maybe given some young lady or some young man revelation to share with somebody else, not only in the church, amen, but when they leave, when they be coming home, to call others, to call someone, amen, and to let them know, listen, God told me to give you a word. God told me to call you. God told me, amen, or either I dreamt about you. I dreamt about this, and I wanted to share this with you, amen. And that has been, amen, a stunning growth because of lack of information, maybe the proper information, the lack of knowledge. And we're hoping and always praying, amen, that this program can bring out, amen, that end to bypass all the false doctrine and reach around and grab somebody, amen, and be able to help their family, amen. And maybe they've dreamt something about their families and, amen, their cousins, and God wants them to pray or call them or speak out, amen, in prayer. Write a letter. So this is the point, amen, we're dealing with, and we're hoping and praying as always. We have great talent and great listeners, amen, that come this way. Call a friend and tell them a friend that, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air, amen. That was a time many years ago, amen, in prayer. And I didn't really know the word that much, but I was deciding to, God gave me a word to call someone, amen, to call this person and talk with them. And so I decided, you know, without all that traveling and long distance, you know, to talk with somebody real close, amen, and I found a word and find a way to tell a friend, somebody in the family, amen, to tell them about this. And when I did, try to notify them later on and say, what's the name call you? Didn't he tell you about what I was, you know, what I told you? He said, no, they didn't tell me. And so I contacted the person. The person said, oh, I totally forgot about it. So I didn't know the word, just being young in Christ. Amen. I remember when, and beginning to study the word and find out what Proverbs says, Amen. The unsaved can take the leg prayers. Amen. So you have to know the word and begin to work in prophecy. Amen. Prophesying. Amen. Not only that, but you have to be, amen, a child of God to understand the things of God. And we're going to begin on Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. Then we're going to work our way slowly back into 1 Corinthians 14. Amen. Then a caller can come in and we'll continue on from there. But Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, says, if I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit is taken away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye cannot do nothing. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, here we go, this is our, amen, this is our base scripture here we want to focus on. If you abide in me, if you become a Christian, amen, you live right, you're walking upright, amen, and my words abide in you, studying the Bible, learning the Bible, memorizing the Bible, meditating on the words of God, you shall ask what you will, and it be done unto you. Amen. Hezekiah, amen. God told him, listen, Hezekiah, you know, your time is limited. Amen. And Hezekiah turned around and he prayed and said, God, well, you know, I walked upright. Amen. Righteousness. I walked upright. Amen. And I sought you. Amen. And Father, you know, this, that, and the other, because God told him to get in the house in order. And he told the prophet to go back. And he added some more years. Amen. So when some take God's word, amen, and others are able, and this is now we're in the dispensation, amen, Jesus left a better covenant now that we can speak to ourselves. We can speak to things. Amen. The Holy Ghost, St. John, amen, the gospel according to in the book of Acts, amen. The Bible says we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon us. Amen. You shall, Peter had preached that sermon. Acts chapter 2, amen, and this is the benefit of being a child of God. God will not let you be out there saying that you're a child of God. Even all of you, if you have children and grandchildren, amen, they call you or seek you and their relatives or families, amen, they call and say, I'm going to come to see you. And you talk about, you know, do you have provision? Do you have the ticket? Do you have a passport? And you go through those items and you find out what they have or what they need to make the trip to you. Amen. You would do so as much as possible. And this is where we are. Amen. God will not leave his people, leave his children in a handicapped position. He will not leave them in a spiritual warfare without any, amen, weapons to protect themselves. Amen. So this is the focus. We want to focus on this. We want to focus on this, that if you're not, amen, maybe the Spirit of God in the book of Acts 2, amen, 18, you say, my servant, on my handmaid, I will pour out those of my spirit. Amen. They shall prophesy. Amen. And this is what in the last days, you know, the prophet of Joel, he went on God's mind of prophets, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit. Amen. On those, and many of them can identify God's spirit. God Spirit, the great, amen, inspiration and the great joy you feel, amen, while you're in service or singing a song, amen. In Acts chapter 2:16 said, 17, it come to pass in the last days, God pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So those gifts are still active. As long as God lives, as long as the Spirit of God, it comes from the Spirit of God, amen, and that same Spirit. So this is a benefit for you. God worked with you, and he wants you to work with him. Amen. God don't want you to be by yourself. Whatever he's doing, he want to reveal it to you that you can work with him to deliver your family, your home, even make things better for yourself. Amen. That you know there are people that fighting against you, talking against you. Every time you go to the church, you might think little of it. You might ignore it. But those words affect you. They affect your environment. They affect your home. Amen. So what you have to do? Paul said he speak to himself. So prophesying is the edification, the building up. Amen. It helps push forward. Amen. It's encouraging. So the words that we are focusing on. But most of all, we want you to know, amen, God has given you that ability when you come into the family of Christ. When you come into the family of Christ, there, some of you maybe have been negative all your life and you talk negative, you talk down negative, and you be around negative people, and, you know, and all of that kind of conversation. It affects your ability to protect yourself or provide for yourself, even further your education. So God has given you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is more than a showmanship. The Holy Spirit, he's a teacher. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send someone else. Amen. That he will abide with you and he will comfort you. Amen. Amen. So there are some that there now, wherever you are, when God came to Noah, in that chaos came to Noah and told Noah what to do in his environment. Whatever environment you're in now, whatever condition you're in now, you are able, amen, to turn it around. You are able to turn it around. All right, here we go. Here we go. We always happy to be to hear testimonies, and amen, always happy to hear the comments of the saints. Amen. Paul here, amen, just a portion. 1 Corinthians 14. Amen. 14th chapter, first verse. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gift, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto edification and exaltation and comfort. He that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. All right, we're talking about edifying, building up, comforting, helping, exalting, amen. The lines are open, amen. You can dial a toll-free 1-855-236-2252. Amen. We like to hear what you have to say. Amen. Maybe God has given you something. Amen. Maybe you have a testimony that you really didn't understand. Maybe you were involved and didn't know. Amen. Whatever it is, a dream, something you can share, not too personal. Amen. Not to call in too many names. We always give the area code in the last four digits of your telephone. Amen. Because these programs are being recorded for future study and revelation to help others. Amen. So when you go to our website, amen, you can go www.jciministries.org. Amen. If you go to www.jciministries.org, amen, and you go there, and you can also, amen, follow these programs. Amen. So you push one on your phone. We'd be happy to have you. Amen. As always, amen. God is able. And like I said, we always look for the very common and very simple explanation of things whereby we can help you. And maybe someone else, you can help someone else. And it's a possibility, maybe you didn't even know, amen, the talent, skills that God had given you, amen. Maybe you haven't really began to exercise those, amen. Praying is one. Reading God's word, amen. Being in, you find a local church in your area, amen. If not, if you need a local church, Bible-believing church, amen. I always stress, amen, the teaching of the Bible to back up what's being said, amen. And many times you might not know where the scriptures are at that time, but if you write them down, sometimes you might not even understand, amen. Because the Holy Spirit, he moved on men, and holy men wrote the word of God. And the Spirit of God moves on them. Amen. So it's very important that you find the right Bible. We always stress the King James Bible. Amen. The Amplified Bible. The King James International Bible. And you have the Good News Bible. Always try to start back. Then if you advance yourself into biblical studies, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. All right? As we're waiting on callers, amen, you might have a situation that's going on in the community, amen, in your home. And in the day of Pentecost, people were concerned about the Christian at that time because they were talking as though they were drunken men. They were speaking out of their head. And the words and things that was being said, it was understood by others around because there was many different languages there. There are many languages in this world. Amen. And there is a language that speaks under God and for you, like the book of Jude talking about, amen, building up your own self, amen, speaking, amen, in the Spirit of God, building up your own self. Amen. There's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues. When there's no interpreter, you speak in another language. If nobody is there, especially in the church, and there's no interpreter there, Paul was saying, keep silence, because nobody understands what you're saying. And if you continue to do so, amen, you're building up your own self. Amen. You are strengthening your own self, in other words, spiritually. And know what Jude said. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James. In the 20th verse, he said, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So many times when you go in prayer, deep prayer, amen, you will be given away, amen, to other languages, amen, unless the Holy Spirit interpret for you, because sometimes you don't know what to say. The Holy Spirit takes over. That's Romans 8. The Holy Spirit takes over and say what you would like. He knows, and he begins to tell God, you speak unto God. But the brethren and sisters around you, amen, you have the ability, amen, that's what we have to understand, amen, being in God for a long time and probably praying and seeking God, you will have the ability, amen, to understand that, okay, I'm saying something now, Lord, help me interpret that I want to help others around me, amen, that what I'm saying can be a help, because they'll be unfruitful. They'll be fruitful. They realize that you had such a joyful time, the Spirit of God was high, amen, and you was the benefactor of all of that joy, amen, and they didn't get anything from it, but they enjoyed being in the service of being around you, but they didn't get anything from it. They didn't get anything from it. Amen. But we're here. We're here tonight. We want to discuss it today where we find in a loving manner. Amen. Not putting anyone down. I see we have a caller. Area code 754. Last four digits 7506. God bless you. Amen.
Hi, Bishop Poole. I was just calling to say, I want to just say something about, you talked about love earlier.
Okay.
This is Sister Thomas. This is Sister Thomas.
Yes.
And I just want to know, just to say, if once people realize that Jesus didn't come to condemn, but he came to save them, and he's not a condemning God, and he loves them, and he can, you know, he's there for them. He said he came to heal the brokenhearted. And once you realize that, you know, I mean, that should let you know how much he cares for you. You should come to God with everything.
Yes. All right. Very good. Okay. God is love. He is love. And he's not to come to destroy. Amen. It's very well taken. Thank you for your call. Amen. We understand when God give us something, amen, whatever he given us, very good point, to realize that God is love. Amen. He is love, and he come loving us and taking care of us. And when the Spirit of God come on you and live in you, 1 John 4:4, it's for you. That is for you. You say dreams, that's for you. Vision, sign, you can talk over your problem, that's for you. That's for you. God has given that for you. A very good point. Amen. All of this is for you. If you're using it or not, amen. We hope to inspire you to study it. Amen. To set it out in word. Amen. God really cares. And it really looks out for you. And everything is for you. Everything is for you. And to understand that he want to take care of you, most of all, amen, he wants you to be successful, amen, because you being successful make him look good. Amen. Who want a God that can't provide, can't help? Amen. When you're sick, you come to him, you can't be healed. Amen. So, that's a very good point. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Pushed one on your phone. Amen. Toll free number 1-855-236-2252. Amen. We try to get out of the way. Amen. For those that are called, we don't want you to wait till the last couple of minutes. Amen. Then call in. But if you do, we thank God for you. If you have 1 minute, 2 minutes, because you never know, amen, that can help others. Amen. You never know we help others. All right, we're talking about why Christians prophesy. Why Christians prophesy. Everybody have the ability to prophesy. God has given you the ability to prophesy. You can foretell. Amen. You can. Many of you probably have said something and didn't realize it, but you were speaking from your heart and said, well, you know, this time next year, amen, I'm going to be a better person. I'm getting out of this situation. And I speak to God, and I know God is going to help me. Hey, that's prophesying. Amen. That's prophesying. Amen. There are times when you might find yourself, amen, in a situation and the young men, and you get a great inspiration. You get a great inspiration. Amen. I have a little technical situation going on here, and it's a little bit, but let's go ahead. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We'll get through it. Amen. We'll get through it. Amen. But if you go, if we have another caller. If we have another caller coming in, just press one on your phone. Our technician will get right to you there. Amen. We want another caller. I think we have another caller coming in. Amen. And we are, amen. Let's push one on your phone. And we're talking about, and let's put it on the definition, building up people. The prophecy is edifying, amen. It builds up. Let's take that approach, amen. Prophecy comes to edify, to encourage others. Amen. Let's take that approach. Amen. We have an area code 305. The last four digits is 1191. Amen. I think we're here. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good night to the body of Christ. I have a question that I would like to put on the floor because I want to make sure that I understand. You said prophecy is for the edifying. Well, I know what the scripture says. Prophecy is for the edifying of the body of Christ. Also, prophecy sometimes is a warning to individuals. And I heard you speaking saying prophecy is for you. And earlier you were saying that people, they dream dreams and they say, oh, I had a dream about you. God showed me this. God showed me that. That have happened to me several times in the past. And it was for individuals, and I don't know, some of them, they might have saved, maybe they weren't, I don't know, but I would tell them exactly like how God showed it to me. Some of them it was warning, some of them it was not. It was like, for instance, one young man, I told him, I said, well, I saw God showed me that you were finna get married, blah, 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 blah. The guy, of course, he did get married. And then the next I said, oh, God showed me that you're going to have a child and you're going to have a boy. And then, yes, he had a child and it was a boy. But I know nothing about this man's life. But I would tell him what God showed to me. I had another instance where God showed me about this young lady's son and about in a mall and that the police was involved and some other things. And I had no knowledge of what was going on, but I told her everything that I saw, and I said about the trouble and it would be okay or whatever. And I didn't even know that some people, they'd be secretive about things and always say that God doesn't have secrets. You might have secrets, but God will expose your secrets when they need to be exposed to get you to the truth. And it happened. Well, the young lady was like acting like nothing was going on, and later I found out that her son had got in trouble. It was in a mall. The police was involved, but she tried to act like she was dumbfounded, like nothing was going on. But I didn't know, but it was later revealed. And you do know that prophets are one of the fivefold ministries, and God will allow you to have things about people, but it will come true. I know you say there are prophets that tell lies, and I know that we all have different gifts, but there have been time in my life, and not just on those two occasions, many occasions, that God have showed me things about people through dreams or a vision or whatever it may be, and then I just told them, and once I told them and got it off, it always came to pass, just exactly what I told them, or what I told them, it did happen, but it wasn't me. I didn't know anything about their life. Nobody was talking to me about their life. And God showed it to me, and I told it to them. So like you said, the dream that the prophet had told the man, and God gave the man, and he gave him 15 more years. It was to clean up his life, Hezekiah. It was to clean up his life, and he was 15 more years was added. But in prophecy, God may give you a vision for someone or prophecy for someone, so that's not for you. It will be for that person. God is love, but God gives warnings as well to individuals. So I want to make sure that I'm understanding. You're not denying prophecy, are you?
Oh,
I just
no.
want to make sure that I have a clear understanding of what you were saying earlier.
No, this is for the regular spirit-filled, just born-again Christian. Now, you're probably walking in the office of a prophet, and you've been there a long time, and God can trust you with his word. With his word. There are many young babes in Christ. They're just coming into Christ, and God has given them something. Or those that are in the church, God has given them to speak or to say something for their family, over their family. This is outside the church discussion we're talking about tonight, which you have, with my understanding that you use, because God used you. Okay.
Right.
But there are some babes and people in Christ that they don't understand the uses of the Holy Spirit. They don't understand that God, when you go home, they can get a great inspiration to call their family or call their friend or somebody and begin to talk to them about something. And they say, you know, I felt that, you know, you don't need to do this, do this, do this, do this. That's where we're going. That's the angle we're trying to pick up here. Oh, no. I know those that are in office, we should have more classes explaining those that can prophesy, okay? Every child of God, amen, when the Holy Spirit come upon them, he can use them, amen, any way he desires. Amen, to get a job done. God wants us to work with his business to get a job done. And there are some he can trust just to carry what he gave them because he can trust to utilize it. But there are some people in their families, their homes, you know, the child is going through something in the school. They're going through something, you know, on the job. And, you know, they get a great option to walk in there and their job, and, you know, just sing a song, you know. So this do tonight, today, is to free up those children of God. God had equipped them to prophesy, okay? I'm glad you asked that question. Hello? Oh.
Yes, I'm here, Bishop. I understand what you're saying now. I just want to make sure that I have clarity. I don't want the service to be over.
How long it took you to get into that awareness that God...
Well, it's been happening to me now for a couple of years, but it doesn't happen a lot. It will, you know, at some time it just, whenever the situation occurs, I'll just go to the person and say, what God had told me to give them, and I just leave it as that. I leave it
Good.
Between them and God. And they
Good.
Themselves will come back to me and say, you know what you told me? That was true. This happened or that happened. Like I may tell them before it actually happens and shortly thereafter it happens. Or I may come and tell them what God showed me and it's happening right then, and then I have the answer to their solution. But I don't know what it's about. I just only tell them exactly what God told me to tell them, and that's that. But they themselves will come back and say, you knew what you told me, so-and-so and so, or this happened or that happened. And, oh, I'm glad that was a warning for me. They'll come back
okay.
and tell me.
Okay, okay. It's good that finally somebody will bring it out. God gave us in part. Paul said, we know in part. Amen. We don't know about all people's lives and this, that, and the other. And the second point was a good point. Amen. That God doesn't use us all the time. All the time. I know in the beginning, my learning of the Holy Spirit, you know, I used to take every little thought, oh, God telling me this, God telling me this. And I had, the Holy Spirit had to check me and said, listen, amen, you got to try the Spirit and see whether or not it's of God. So things will come up. I said, you know what, I'm going to go down here and see if this is true. And, you know, so I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad that you brought that forward. It needs to be discussed in detail and point, but we're just trying to cover it now, the very essential part. Thank you for calling. Amen. We love you. And we have some more that are calling in now. Amen. God bless you. And continue to do the work of God. All right. God bless you. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm just well. Doing well. Good to greet you again. I was sitting listening to the program, and I'm trying to follow, why should Christian prophesy?
All right.
And this is, I'm looking at the word, the reason, if not the reason, that we are filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about connecting with God, or being at any time to serve. You see, so so we're looking at the fact that through the Spirit, these are utterances through the Spirit, prophecy, even tongues. All this has to do with the Spirit. And so I thought about how there in Revelation it said that the testimony of Jesus, the true prophecy, so it makes sense, you see, because God sent Jesus to show us him. He sent Jesus to alert the world, to tell the world, you understand, those things that was, is, and the things to come. So as for us, the Spirit in us speaketh expressionally, you understand, to us, you see. So what we're looking at is the fact that when the Holy Ghost, now I heard you make mention of this, when we are born again and we are filled with the Spirit, well, the Spirit gives unctionings. And that's one of the things that happened there on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit gave unction. In other words, the conversation is from God. The conversation is God's conversation, you see. Now, you see this. You'll see this in the demonstration of there Moses at the burning bush. You see, God got his attention and brought him into a place, brought him closer. And then he told him, he said, now look where you're standing now. You're standing on holy ground. So see that what prophecy does, it reveals the very mind of God to us, see? We don't understand, you understand, but we do follow the Spirit. We do hear the voice of the Lord. You see what I'm trying to say? And that's what the prophetic is about. Now, Paul said real clear, he said, now I would. We're talking to the saints that you prophesy, you understand, rather than speak tongues. Though tongues, you understand, is from the same Spirit. So God wants us not to just talk to him, but he wants us to hear from him and then be clear to those that don't know him. Because that's the reconciliating spirit that God has put in us. So that's what I'm kind of looking at. That prophecy thing, it's a foretelling, but it's all through the Spirit, see? Somebody may say, well, Bishop, why you say that? Where you get it from? You can't tell them where you get it from. All you know is that the Holy Ghost told you, and you do know his voice. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. We have a, thank God for we have another caller. Area code 910, last four digits, 6600. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I kind of thought of a couple things while the different callers were talking. One, I think I'd like to highly esteem the lady that called in earlier on the way she discussed how she was speaking prophetic words to different people. I think that's where we kind of sometimes we fall victim and fall short, where we speak at times that God ain't told us that. And I think that's where sometimes prophets make a mistake at. But from listening to what she was saying, she really is led by the Spirit when she does it. So I really commend her on doing that and not adding nothing to it, because sometimes, you know, prophets tend to add things to that God didn't really say. And that's what really gets us in trouble sometimes when we try to speak prophetic words. And then the other thing I was thinking of this topic tonight was this topic. The way I look at it is, when you're in a tough situation or you're going through some things in life, we have the power as believers to prophesy over our situations and speak those things that be not as though they were, and really speak our way out the situation by just prophesying over the situation. I mean, you may be in a situation where you're in financial strain, or you're in you might be going through a sickness. You have that power as a believer to prophesy over your own situation and speak your way out of that situation. You know, what you have, what you say out of your mouth. So as a believer, we have to be very careful in what we say, because we begin to get that thing life when we speak it. So, you know, I look on my own life, and it was often times where what I said was really what got me out of the situation, because I really began to speak the opposite of what I was seeing. And I try to, my prayer every day is that I don't look in the eyes of the natural situation, but I look through the eyes of the Spirit. And the eyes of the Spirit will lead me not to look on the negative part of the situations we're going through. The eyes of the Spirit will cause you to prophesy and speak your way out of that thing. And that's what we got to look at, is when we first come into Christ, we looking for somebody else to speak over our lives and somebody else to speak a prophetic word. That's all good, you know. That's confirmation a lot of times when it comes. But you gotta speak over your own life and talk your way out of that situation and you know, prophesy the word, speak the word. You know, that's what'll help you get through the situation, when you can speak over your own situation and begin to see your way out of that situation. You know, imagine in your mind. You know, if you got a sickness, you can imagine in your mind and begin to speak that situation and see yourself going to the doctor and telling the doctor, you know, hearing the doctor say, hey, I'm taking you off this medication, or see yourself going out there paying your car off, or see yourself paying a loan off. You know, those are the things I look forward to and I try to do in my day-to-day life. I try to speak over that situation, and no matter what I'm going through, I always know that I'm always going to land on my feet, and God is always going to make me the head and not the tail. And those are the things I try to do as far as speaking over my life. And I just want to encourage the listeners to you know, do that. You know, don't look at the negative situations. You got the power as a believer to speak over your own situation and over your own life.
All right. What's the Transform of the Mind? What's the publisher to get that book from?
You can go to Barnes & Noble, or you can go to Amazon.com. You can download them on Kindle. You can look, Transformation of the Mind is one. Having an Attitude of Gratitude talks about this very topic as well. There's different copies on there. It's Walter Wardlaw Jr.
All right. Thank you for writing those great books, and God had moved on you to write those great books. And our listeners, amen, can go back and get that. Amen. All right, we have another call, area code 305, last four digits, 0226. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good to have you on the program tonight. Just one quick question regarding really the word prophecy and prophesy. Just a question, you know, is there really a difference between prophecy, C-Y, and prophesy, S-Y? Is it all the same? Maybe it's just a question of grammatical structure. Could you answer that question for us, please? Thank you.
Okay, very good. In the book of Acts, amen, and also the book of Joel, pour out my spirit upon all flesh, amen. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, amen, we begin to notice here, amen, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, amen, prophesy, amen. The individual speaking, prophesy. And you got prophecy, amen, given by the Holy Spirit, given by, amen, God's word to be carried. God gave you a word. You can't speak. You can't talk. Amen. And it bothers you like preachers. Preachers, we get words from God. Amen. But this is an individual, a prophecy. Amen. It's an individual. Amen. God gave him a word for more than two or three people. That's from God. The Holy Spirit moved on him. Amen. God gave me the gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you could ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, this I know it's dealing more like the ministers and ministry. You need the word in you, amen, and you can speak what you will. So you can speak what you will. And he said that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Not the county, not the, you know. So that prophecy and prophesying, the young children and babes, he qualified to say, okay, your sons and your daughters. So we have to be very careful with our sons and our daughters. Sometimes you say, oh, that child, when they say something, it happened. The Spirit of God can move on them. And sometimes because they've got a calling on their life, just being in the Holy Spirit, he can use them anytime he wants. But I look at prophecy, amen, is more dealing with the ministry, those that are called out in offices. Amen. Not all the time they got a word. Like Jonah, he had a word. He might have 100 scriptures all the time. No, prophesying. And when the Holy Spirit moves on you, like the author was saying this while ago, that went off the air, transforming of the mind. You can speak. There are some, not the monk, there are some religions, they sit around and they just chant. They chant. They transform their mind. They begin to speak the word out in the atmosphere, and they just talk. But you got the Holy Spirit. You have the Word of God with you, and that's just for women. They might be in trouble. All right, we don't want to continue. We got more calling, but I hope that'll help here at Grassroots Doctrine of Truth. We always try to break it down. All right, the last caller. Amen. I guess myself, we have some more callers. Amen. We're hoping that that'll be a help. Another area code, 352-0333. Amen.
God bless, Bishop. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Good to hear from me.
Yes, sir. Nice hearing your voice, too. The thing about prophesying is that really what it comes to do, even who's ever doing it, it really comes to encourage or strengthen or build the individual, either if it's one speaking to one or you're speaking to yourself. Because you're looking, most of the people that's prophesying, you're speaking into a situation you really don't know nothing about. You don't know nothing about the individual you're talking to. So it's a mystery for the individual that's speaking. And that is true sometimes. You can easily get yourself caught up when you think it's God, but when God is really moving, and I hear that over and over again, it's about the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit is moving, it'll never lie. It will tell you to be exact as long as you're letting the Spirit lead you. And I heard a young lady earlier, she was talking about how she's speaking to people's lives and everything come to pass. That's how God works. He works to strengthen an individual. As you speak into their lives or you speak into your own life, it's strengthening you. It's making you stronger. It's edifying the Spirit of God. It's edifying God to get the glory out of your life. And so That's what I see when God moves into people's lives. He strengthens them. Even the ones when he gives warnings, he strengthens them not to go that way. He's trying to warn them to strengthen to trust him for who he is. So, God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. Good to hear from you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I can say more, but I'm not going to say more. We have another caller. Amen. 352. I think it's the same caller. Amen. 0333. It's true. Very true. Amen. We thank God. We're trying to narrow in. And I notice it might be a deep subject for some, but we're trying to narrow in on the average household is going through trouble all over the land. Amen. If you're a child of God, you should not be like Paul told Timothy. Amen. We should be of a sound mind. We should not be double-minded about the church. You save, you know, what can you do? Amen. God wants you to stand your ground wherever you are. Amen. Like our author was saying, speak the word. You know, James said in the book of James, amen. If you resist the devil, he'll flee. Amen. You can talk out of your mouth like people talking, you know, during the time of the world when they're out there and they, you know, do you want to ride with me? No, I'm not going to ride. I don't have time for the church. I'm not going to that church. You know, and they talk those words. But when you got God on your side and the Holy Spirit give you the insight, say, young man, listen, I want you to, you need to come to church. I just felt I need to talk with you. Oh, you're a preacher now, huh? You're preaching. No, I'm not preaching. Amen. I've been in some situations, abusive home, abusive family. Amen. As a pastor, we know we see a lot of things. And amen. Those women that stand the ground, the husbands stand the ground. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, sometimes he takes over. But if you know, you can just speak the word. Speak the word. Amen. Speak the word. All right, I'm enjoying this. Come on, we're rolling down now. We don't want you to wait until the last minute. I know somebody else has some great insight. Amen. So we know, and it takes time to understand. Those that are saved and have Christ, we don't want to say the wrong thing. We don't want to say the wrong thing to anyone. There are some times that, you know, the God train you. Somebody can just come in and talk about that their training when they begin to understand, you know, how God was using them. You know, prophecy, amen, when God give you something and the Holy Spirit move on you and say you do Isaiah, amen, 118, somewhere backed up with the word. When God give you something that you feel great impulse, amen, you feel a great desire, amen, to talk to someone, and out of the comfort of your heart and mind, and when you finish talking with that person, amen, whatever you said, amen, it was a great benefit to that person, amen, amen, it was a great benefit. God used you. When did you get to that point? When did you get to that point knowing, amen, that through studying the word, when you get that kind of confidence, we need to focus on. There's some out there now, amen, and you might be saying, I'm prophesying, amen, that out there, amen, trying to reach that confidence, trying to reach that confidence that God is using them, but they need some feedback. They want to know how, you know, how is that happen? How do I just jump up and be, you know, have the zeal and want to do it? No. No, we're not saying that you have the zeal. Amen. So somebody maybe can call, press one on the phone, and kind of lay the groundwork a little bit. Amen. We're boiling down here. We've got less than at about 5 minutes, a little bit more. Amen. To add another point. But if not, if you want to say something else on prophecy, prophesying. And that was a great point. Amen. Need to be brought up. Amen. Every born child of God, amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost yet? John, the brethren, amen, met the apostles and they asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost yet? Amen. Maybe some have received the Spirit of God. Amen. And since you received the Spirit of God, amen, your life has changed. And God began to show you things. And many times God show you, give you dreams and visions. He wants you to pray for it, against it. Amen. For it, against it. You are instrument of him. And he's putting you into his business. God want to want you to work with him. He want to show you what's going on in your neighborhood. Amen. Your family, your home, your job. He wants you to be the intercessor. Amen. He wants you to stand the ground. Amen. He worked through you. He wants you to be the instrument, the intercede for people, or talk to people. Amen. So God wants you to work with him. Amen. So those of you that's young in Christ, or those of you that you feel you've been pressed down by a lot of showmanship in the church, God can use you outside the church. Remember, a lot of miracles was done. Tabernacle. Outside the tabernacle. A lot of things was done by Jesus outside the tabernacle. Amen. The tabernacle is for the growth, edification, for the upbuilding of the saints. Upbuilding of the saints. Amen. So do not, you can go to people in love. God can teach you how to talk to people. Amen. And to inspire others. Amen. Without, amen, saying, oh, God told me. You know, a lot of people use that word, God told me, but it didn't come to pass. And that would be called a false prophet. It didn't come to pass. Amen. All right, do we have another caller? We have two callers. We thank God for the studio tonight. Many of you are lifting up the board. Some of us listening. Amen. I'm quite sure. I know this is a study need to be further into, because there's so the atmosphere today is so many false prophets and false teachers and false Christ out there, and it is using God's people for their benefit. And God's people can use their own self. God want to use them. Amen. If you don't get a prophecy, amen, a prophetic word, amen, but you can turn around and speak the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want this thing to happen. Be for my daughter, for my child, for my home. Amen. Amen. Lord, I want this to happen. Amen. You speak those words. Amen. Amen. Plead the blood of a scripture, a song. Amen. Paul was saying in Ephesians, you get your song, a hymn, a spiritual song. Maybe a song will just come to you. All right. We're going down. Amen. We want to first call if they're available, call back and, amen, and come in and give us a closing prayer. If they're still on the line or not. Amen. In the studio. Amen. We would like for them to come back in and give us a closing prayer. Amen. All right. All right. We see you. Go right ahead and pray for us. Prophetess. Area code 305-1191. Go ahead, sister. You're on air. Go ahead. Area code 305. Last, all right. All right, Ella Garrett, I'm sorry,
yes,
doctor. Go ahead and close us out. Close us out with a prayer.
Father, we are grateful tonight for the topic. We thank you, O God, for revealing of your truth. We thank you so much for all the participants tonight. We thank you, O God, and we ask you to bless different ones, especially a brother with the transformation of the mind. We are looking to you today, O Father, for health and strength. We ask you, O God, to bless Bishop Poole and his endeavors, and, O God, add on to this work, and we should ever give your name the praise. Bless the families that are hearing and those that participate. We pray, Lord, that you open up for others to call also, that they may hear this word of truth. And we give you praise forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you. heaven smile upon you.
Amen.